Kingsbridge to Bocombe Creek Walk, Heritage and Landscape. Kingsbridge gets its first historical mention in a charter of 962, and the town was at one time owned by Buckfast Abbey. Trade was via the sea. Ships plied between the estuary and southwest France in medieval times, and at one time clippers, schooners and barges were all built here. Later still, packet steamers loaded and landed goods at the quay. The advent of steel ships finally put paid to Kingsbridge as a port. Bocombe Creek was once a busy transport route, with boats taking slate from the nearby quarry and cider produced on local farms. They travelled up to the head of the creek at the tidal limit. There is still a bridge here, but the creek is very silted up and a reed bed is growing. In 1824, an act was passed to build a turnpike road between Frogmore and Kingsbridge at a cost of £1,402, and in 1828 works commenced to build an embankment and a stone bridge. Originally, the bridge was split in two sections, with a drawbridge to let barges through, which, according to local press, was of such good engineering that even a female could open and close the bridge in about 15 minutes without difficulty. In 1845, the drawbridge was replaced with a swing bridge built by a Kingsbridge millwright and engineer, Mr. A. Saunders, and surveyor John Eddy. One of the arches of the bridge was originally made of timber and pivoted on 12 cannonballs to allow shipping to pass through. With improved roads and the extension of the railway to Kingsbridge in 1893, water transport from Bocombe was obsolete and the opening section was replaced with a stone arch. Newbridge is still very narrow for modern vehicles. It is also the longest in the area, apart from the bridge crossing the Avon at Averton Gifford. The Salcombe-Kingsbridge estuary is unusual because it has no large river feeding it, just a series of small streams from Frogmore, Bocombe, Batson, East Allington, Sherford and other surrounding villages, rising at springs some 140 metres above sea level. It is tidal up as far as Kingsbridge, the bridging point 5 miles inland. Like other estuaries of South Devon, the original deep river valley has been flooded as sea levels rose after the last ice age. As well as being part of the area of outstanding natural beauty, the estuary is also a site of special scientific interest and a local nature reserve, and it lies within the South Devon Heritage Coast. Two tides a day fill this Rhea, or drowned river valley, with seawater. With no river input, the estuary is almost entirely a marine system, which has brought about some rare and important habitats and species. Reed beds, mudflats and eelgrass beds all help to support the abundance of wildlife that inhabit this special estuary. Reed beds, mudflats and eelgrass beds all help to support the abundance of wildlife that inhabits this special estuary. Kingsbridge to Bocombe Creek Walk, Wildlife. On the right at Washerbrook Lane is a mass of buddleia with mauve and white cone flower heads. This shrub is a magnet for butterflies in the summer. Kingsbridge and Bocombe Creek Walk, Wildlife. Kingsbridge and Bocombe Creek Walk, Wildlife. On the right at Washerbrook Lane is a mass of buddleia with mauve and white cone flower heads. This shrub is a magnet for butterflies in the summer. The shady green lane from Washerbrook abounds in characteristic hedgerow plantings. Kingsbridge to Bocombe Creek Walk, Wildlife. On the right at Washerbrook Lane is a mass of buddleia with mauve and white cone flower heads. This shrub is a magnet for butterflies in the summer. The shady green lane from Washerbrook abounds in characteristic hedgerow plantings such as hazel and blackthorn, along with elder. All are hung with edible fruits in the autumn. Ferns include the prolific strap-like hart's tongue, and there are cuckoo pints along the banks. These shade-loving plants are also known as lords and ladies. They have a distinctive form with a finger-like purple flower spike framed by a pale greenish cowl, which gives way later in summer to a cluster of bright red berries atop a fleshy stalk. Butterflies to be found along these lanes include Red Admiral and the delicate brown speckled wood with its cream markings and black ringed eyes. Bochum Creek is a haven for many birds. The trees across the creek used to house a large heronry. This is now gone, but the odd heron may still be seen standing motionless by the water. Brilliant white little egrets are a common sight, both here and by the creek in Kingsbridge. Buzzards are often seen overhead, rising on the thermals on broad-fingered wings, as is the swifter, smaller peregrine falcon. The creek is host to mallard and shelduck, the latter sporting red bills and black heads, with orange and dark markings against their white body plumage. Wading birds are numerous, particularly in winter. They feed here on worms and tiny invertebrates on the mud banks and shoreline, and have bills adapted to probing the mud and picking around for food. Redshank and greenshank, with red and grey-green legs respectively, are found here. So too are the orange-billed oyster catchers and curlews with their long, down-curved bills and haunting call.